With hundreds of languages and dialects spoken from around the world, few cities are as diverse as New York.
New York is the capital of the world. We live together in peace.
Ernesto Arias from Bolivia says this is all possible without loss of tradition or the mother language. He speaks in his native Spanish.
There are people from every background, so you'll hear a variety of languages and dialects. For example, in my country, they speak Aymara and Quechua. Of course, here we are starting to lose that, but we are making an effort to maintain our community in some form so that we don't lose it.
According to the 2010 census, 51% of New Yorkers speak only English. The remaining 49%, according to experts, speak hundreds of other languages. For many local residents, it probably comes as no surprise that the second most spoken language in New York is Spanish, representing 25% of the population.
It's a very cosmopolitan city where you see people from around the world and listen to every language possible in the elevators, on the street, doing business. I don't know about 800 languages, but they all sound very different.
Historically, the Big Apple has been known for welcoming immigrants, earning it the unofficial title of Capital of the World.
Every place is represented here. At least from Latin America, there are so many.
As we say in English,
we're watching The Voice of America.
In Hungarian, Russian, French, Hindi,
Voice of America, Sebastian.
Arabic,
Anasma,
Vietnamese,
tôi đang nghe đài tiếng nói Hoa Kỳ,
and Spanish. I'm Ramon Taylor for VOA News.